Political parties have again pledged to engage in politics devoid of insults. They say politics is about issues and elections should be won based on issues. The three major political parties, NDC, NPP and CPP, further pledged to restrain its communicators from going overboard. They say efforts would be made to calm the political temperature. First, a Deputy Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Elvis Efriankra, says officially the NDC has a guideline which directs all fanatics and officials to emulate the state of humility of President Mills and his record on insult-free politics. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the Menace, Mr. Efriankra said NDC abhors politics of insult because it is irresponsible.
It's important to note that even before this furore about politics of insult became very topical as a result of what happened at Manchakwena, the communication team of the NDC issued some guidelines and directives where we stated that all those who communicate for the NDC must reflect the character, the humility and the decency of His Excellency the President. And we stated that as much as possible, our communicators should stick to the issues, they should avoid being provoked, and they should be calm even in the face of extreme provocation, and be sober and analytical. And we've tried to the best of our ability to do that. And so it's clear that at least we have issued guidelines, and those guidelines are being monitored and followed. And that is our record. But it's also important to state that some people are obfuscating the insults with doing a character assessment. Some people are trying to hide behind doing a thorough analysis of a person's character with insults. For instance, if a person has been in public office and the person's record in public office or issues about what the person has done or things about the person are brought to the fore. Once somebody is seeking public office, it is important that Ghanaians have a right to know about a person's character. So I think we should distinguish between that and then just plain insults which have no factual basis. We are convinced that we have a lot of facts at our disposal. Only yesterday we held a press conference at a forum for setting the record straight where we brought up issue-based politics. We're expecting that today that will be the topic for discussion. I don't know if your station has even given enough time to that, but the media also have a responsibility. If you could spend the greater part of the day examining the issues that we put out yesterday about how His Excellency the President and his team have been able to rescue this economy from its almost comatose state to its current state. If we can focus on that, and if we can get our opponents to also come out and tell us their perspective and their alternatives, then the debate will be enriched.
Time and again, we find some of the NDC officials degenerating into politics of insult. What do you normally do to them? Are there any sanctions for those people?
Well, if you can give me any examples, we have rather been at the back of insults. I think that part of the problem also has been the lack of courage of civil society and even the media. When people who are known and MPP, members of parliament or operatives go and insult, there's a general counsel. Oh, we shouldn't insult. Politics of insults is not good. No one has the courage to name and shame. When it is NDC, then people think that as for us, you can name and shame. When, for instance, Kobe Champion said something about Kukwasi Gwasin, which in actual fact, I thought that he said it in jest. Granted that people, it did not go down well with people and he apologized. He was named directly and shamed. Somebody else goes to stand on a platform and calls the president Comfort. People go and stand on a platform and say that Ghana will turn into Afghanistan. Civil society and the media must have the courage to name them and shame them, and not to be generalizing. Generalized sermons will not solve the problem. We should be able to name and say, Mr. A, at this time you said this, it is wrong, it is irresponsible. But in a situation where when one section of the polity, they get into those things and then it is generalized, then when it is NDC before, you want to name and shame, it creates the impression that there is an imbalance. And so that is also part of the problem.
The General Secretary of the NPP, Kwadwo Osefrie, says the NPP has always advocated issues-based politics and will continue to do that.
Politics is about issues. and that we would win the 2012 elections by, you know, talking about issues, what we intend to do to better the lot of the ordinary Ghanaian. At all points in time, whenever we had had the opportunity to speak to the people of this country, we have told them about our policies, that, you know, education is very important to the development of this country, and it is through education that people will be positioned to be able to work after we have modernized the economy and modernized agriculture, you know, so that we put more jobs at the disposal of the ordinary man. These are some of the things that we have always spoken about, and it's not about insults. So we agree that insults do not win elections. But what is, you know, worrying is the fact that when we have a government whose duty is to govern and who unleashes the dogs of war to go out to insult an Akufo-Addo or to the hearing of the NDC's top hierarchy, instead of condemning them, they pat them on the back. Once you get this, then politicians are not prepared to walk the talk. It would be wrong for, you know, one party to just to sit down, tie their hands at their backs, and be vilified, you know, as an Akufo-Addo. If that happens, then obviously, you know, no amount of admonition to your party people who will stop the insults. And therefore, for me, politicians must not only talk about it, but they must also walk the talk.
So in this case, are you saying an eye for an eye and tooth for tooth?
Not necessarily so, but yes, the Bible says that if something, you know, smites one cheek, you turn the other cheek for the person, you know, to hit it. But if you have been hit, but, you know, say 100 times on both cheeks, then you don't have any other cheek to turn to, and therefore you are bound to fight back. It is like throwing a ball to the wall. It bounces back. Shakespeare says that as fire drives out fire, so pity. So we use fire to drive away fire.
So what are some of the punitive actions that will you give to your members who trade in insults?
Look, I have said that we will not insult. And everybody, you know, in this country knows that the MPP doesn't begin any insult.
So if any of your members slip, he'll go scot-free.
Our members will not slip because they have been trained not to slip. They have been trained to talk about issues, and therefore we don't slip. Any time that you see an MPP person returning fire with fire, then it means that we have been vilified.
The government recently brought up a code of conduct for 8 communication members, and there were some sort of punitive actions against any member who slipped. Are you suggesting that your members are holy, so there's no way they can slip?
But you know what? That is the hypocrisy that we are talking about. As soon as the NDC brought this code of conduct against their members who insult, that very day, that very afternoon, several of them were on air insulting the Akufo-Addo. It is all talk, no action. So when you say that they have brought this, that if anybody slips, they are going to punish them, I have hired several of them. In fact, talk is cheap. And I tell you what, if they want it to stop, it will stop. If they don't want it to stop, it will not stop.
The General Secretary of the CPP, Ivor Greenstreet, told Radio Ghana that the party has a code of conduct that guides its members.
Our focus has always been to concentrate on issues and their policies and programs that will, from our own perspective, inure to the benefit of Ghanaians, wherever they may be located within the boundaries of our nation. We do not engage in the politics of insults, and we have not done so in the past, nor will we do so in the future. We frown upon it.
We hardly hear CPP members trading insults on radio. How have you been able to manage your communicators from slipping?
Actually, we have an internal policy document under my office, the Office of the General Secretary, and that has been disseminated down to our regional level, our constituency level, our electoral area level, and even the polling station level, where all of those who have been identified as being our communicators at different levels of the party are under an obligation to only deal with the facts, the issues, and the policies of the party that will inure to the creation of greater opportunities for all Ghanaians, whether in the area of health or education or whatever is the particular situation confronting a group of people, an individual, a region, or the nation as a whole. So if they fail to discharge those obligations or responsibilities properly with respect to how they conduct themselves in the public domain by avoiding engaging in insults and other kind of behavior that will bring the name of the party into disrepute, then they are also asked to be disciplined, or they are penalized or suspended or even expelled from the party, because we are not ready to tolerate that kind of conduct, and we are only in politics not to serve our own self-interest, but to serve the nation as a whole.
You heard executives of the 3 major political parties on politics of insults.